So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumos, Perik Tes, Mishnah. You plant wheat, you plant barley in the ground. The seeds decompose, nothing becomes of it, falls apart, breaks apart, and something new grows. But not by everything. Lamashal, if you plant an onion, it doesn't fall apart. It just creates new onions. Okay, there's like the bulb of the onion. So lemaisa, there's a chilek between the two. Let's see our Mishnah. Mea legina shel truma. Let's say you have 100 rows of truma, ve'achas shel chulin, and one row of chulin. Take a look at the first batanura. Saw that we have a field shenizah that was planted, arugais, arugais, rows and rows. Yesh ba mea arugais, there are 100 rows shel truma, ve'achas shel chulin, but I have a problem. V'lo yediya hay de chulin. I got mixed up. I don't know which row is the chulin. Zak the Mishnah, kulan mitarim, all the rows are mutter, meaning mutter to someone who's not a kayin. B'davar shezaroi chala. If we're talking about something where the nature of this is that the seed, like, disappears, decomposes into the ground. So let me just understand something. When you say that 100 rows are truma, what do you mean they're truma? What I mean is someone planted truma and this is what grew. And one was planted with regular chulin. Right. So they're all mutter? Because of the one chulin row? That's right. If it's davar shezarei chol, something that the seed falls apart on the ground. How does that work? How could that be? I mean, think about this. Till now we were talking about truma falling into chulin. We said you have to have 100 times the amount of chulin. Now you're telling me I have one chulin for 100 truma, and because of that it's mutter because of the one chulin? And the answer is, we're talking about gzeira d'rabbanan. It's not really truma. Even if you plant truma, what comes up is not really truma. Chazal made a gzeira, but this is how they made the gzeira. They said if there's one aruga of chulin over here mixed in, and it's davar shezarei chala, it's all mutter. Avulat b'davar she'en zarei chala, but in a case where whatever was planted over here, the seed doesn't fall apart, l'mashal, we said before, onions, same is true for garlic. So then I fill a meyesh shel chulin, then the other way around. Even if there were 100 rows of chulin, the achas shel truma and one of truma, kulon asurin, they're all asur to anyone who's not a kain. Wait a second. Did I hear right? You said there's 100 chulin and one truma? Right. Even real truma becomes batal. There's 100 times the amount of chulin. And the answer is, yeah, real truma becomes batal if it gets mixed in. But we're talking about rows planted in the ground over here. Here it's not mevatel. One another, the way truma that would fall into chulin would become batal. So you're right. One piece of truma falls into 100 pieces of chulin and becomes batal. But one row of truma and 100 rows of chulin don't mix together in such a way to become batal. If it is something she'ein zari kala. Again, if it's zari kala, then even the other way around, even one row of chulin would be matir the other 100 rows that were planted with truma to be eaten by a non-kayin.